不知道为什么会有要这么急着要传福音。
Sadly, some people just don't care.
很可惜的，就有些人根本是就是不在乎。
Oftentimes, and probably more common than not, is the fact that people just really don't understand what evangelism and witness is really all about.
很多时候呢，很可惜的也是有些人根本是没有办法，根本不懂，什么叫做传福音跟做见证。
Next slide, please. The reality is, in our world today, God is on trial, though.
可是呢，我们要知道的是，在现在这个社会，其实神他就是在被审判的那一位。
If you listen to conversations of people, they're oftentimes having.Very negative things to say about God.
如果你去听现在人的对话，他们常常会对神有非常负面的看法。
In reality, you know, it's not unlike the situation with the crime shows.
这其实跟我们现在看的这些警探片其实是没有什么两样的。
But like in the courtroom, God is summoning us to be witnesses for His cause.
不过呢，就好像在就好像在法庭里面呢，神是叫我们来做他的证人的。
We are all called to be witnesses.
我们所有的人呢，都被呼召为证人。
And this morning I want to look at what it means to be a witness, how we do it, and where we're supposed to accomplish this.
今天早上我想来讨论我们到底什么是证人，在哪里做证人，然后怎么样做证人。
Next slide, please. So, what is a witness?
什么是证人?
Most people's conception, at first, when they hear this word witness, they think of evangelist.
很多时候人听到说为神做见证，就会想说这个应该是布道家。
I don't know if you recognize this man or not. He used to be very, very famous.
我不知道大家认不认识这个人，他以前非常非常的有名。
Probably for the last 40 years, he's been one of the 10 most admired men in America.
在过去40年之中呢，大概他可能是他是全美前十个被大家所仰慕的人。
But his name is Billy Graham.
他的名字呢就是Billy Graham. Billy Graham.
He has preached to millions of people all over the world.
他就向百万人来宣传福音。
He would come to a football stadium to speak.
他会去每次足球场这样大小的地方去来传讲。
They would fill these stadiums with people to hear him.
这些足球场呢都会被人挤满。
I went to see him in 1984 when he preached in Los Angeles at Anaheim Stadium.
我在1984年的时候在洛杉矶的时候去看了他。
There were over 100,000 people who were in that stadium that night.
超过十万人在那个足球场。
He preached a very simple message.
他讲了一个非常简单的讲道。
And literally thousands of people came forward out of that crowd to receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior.
好几千人从群众里面站出来接受耶稣基督为主。
Now, when I talk with people a lot of times, this is the picture they have of what a witness is.
我跟很多人聊天的时候，他们在想到福音的证人的时候，就在想到是这样子的景象。
Now, is that true?
这是真的吗?
Well, yeah, Billy Graham is a great witness for Jesus.
是的，是真的。Billy Graham 确实是一个神的很好的证人。
But this is not what God is calling us all to.
不过这不是神叫我们每个人都做的事。
There is a specific spiritual gift that God gives a very small number of people in the church.
有一些恩典呢是神给他的民众里面一小部分的人的。
This spiritual gift of evangelism enables a person to be able to speak and have people immediately respond to Jesus.
这个传福音的这个恩典呢是的恩赐呢是让人能够传讲福音，然后一下子人就接受的。
A lot of missiologists say that maybe 10% of the people in a church will have a gift of evangelism.
他说有些人说大概一个教会里面可能10%的人会有这样子的恩赐。
If you have this gift, you should be using it.
如果你有这样子的恩典的话，那你应该要好好用它。
But obviously, 90% of us don't have it.
不过90%的我们其实没有的。
But what is it then that God is calling us to if it's not to do evangelism?
那可是那神叫我们大多数人如果不是叫我们去直接这样的传讲福音，那他叫我们做什么呢？
Well, in Acts 1:8, Jesus says, just before he goes back into heaven, you shall be my witnesses.
在使徒行传一章八节，在耶稣升天之前，他说，你们要当我的证人。
Can we get the next slide, please? The word witness in the original Greek language is a legal term.
这个证人呢，在原文希腊文里面呢，是一个法律的名词。
Like in my crime shows, it's a person who sees something and then reports what they have seen.
跟我这些侦探节目一样，他这是一个人看到了一件事情，然后呢，回来报告说到底发生什么事。
So today after church, if you walk out into the parking lot and you see someone get run over by a car, you are going to be a witness.
像如果今天教会结束，看到有一个人被车撞了，那你就是成为一个证人。
You don't have to know anything about medicine.
你不需要懂任何医疗的知识。
You don't have to know anything about traffic violations and things like that.
你不需要知道交通的法律。
You don't have to understand how cars hit people.
你不需要知道说这辆车到底是怎么撞的。
All that you have to do is to report to the authorities what you have seen and you are a witness.
你需要做的只是把你所看到的跟警察讲，那这样的话你就是一个证人。
And that's exactly what Jesus is calling us to do, to be in this passage.
那这其实就是耶稣基督要我们所做的。
He's saying that what you haveinteracted with me on, how you have known me, I just want you to share that with other people.
他说你怎么样认识我的，我就是想你怎么样去跟别人分享你所知道的我。
It's in essence sharing your life story with Jesus.
就是在分享说你跟耶稣你在耶稣里面所得到的人生的一些故事。
Now, for some of us, that means telling others how we became Christians.
对有一些人来讲说呢，这可能是讲说我们怎么样来认识耶稣基督的。
And that's probably one of the most effective ways that you can share the good news with others.
这可能是其中一个最有效可以分享福音的一个方法。
But hopefully, your relationship with Jesus didn't stop when you first accepted him as your Lord and Savior.
不过我的希望是当我们接受耶稣基督的时候，我们跟他的关系没有就到此为止了。
There should be a freshness in that relationship.
我们跟他的关系是每天更新的。
And so you should be able to tell people what's happening on a daily basis with Christ.
所以我们应该是可以跟别人讲说我们每一天跟神的关系到底是如何。
But we'll explore that a little bit more in a moment.
不，我们等一下再讲这方面的细节。
The one other thing about the term that Jesus uses for witness is the fact that it's oftentimes associated with a cost.
不过呢，他这个讲到证人这部分呢，常常跟代价是有关联的。
The biblical Greek word is the word which we get our word martyr from in English.
这个证人呢，这个字其实是跟为教牺牲的这个字是同样的字尾。
The word martyr basically means someone who gives his life for a cause.
他这个为教牺牲的这个字呢，其实它就是在讲说为一个某一件事情或者是信念而给上生命。
But the reason that this word takes on that connotation in our language today is because as Christians shared what they knew about Jesus, oftentimes it cost them their lives.
不过呢，这个字呢，在现在是常常是被人意味着是殉教师，因为呢当时的基督徒很多时候为了耶稣基督而给下他们的生命。
Now, in America, that's not likely to happen to us as we witness.
在美国，其实这很 当我们做见证的时候，不太会发生这种事。
But there may be a cost associated with it as you tell people about Jesus.
可是呢，在我们跟别人传讲耶稣的时候呢，确实是有个代价的。
People may laugh at you or think that you are really stupid.
别人可能会取笑你，别人可能会觉得你是个笨蛋。
It may hurt your credibility as a scholar or as an employee with some people.
你对对某些人可能会变成别人没办法信任你是一个学者，或者是说你的老板不信任你。
But when you are a witness for Jesus Christ, you continue to share what you have with Jesus regardless of the cost.
不过呢，当我们是一个证人的时候呢，我们不管是付上什么代价，我们都持续的在我们都应该持续的做见证。
And if people know that you're a Christian, you will be a witness.
而如果别人知道你是个基督徒，那你就是一个见证人。
You will be a good witness, or you will be a bad witness.
你要不是就是一个好的见证，要不然就是个坏的见证。
But it's essential to keep in mind the fact that once people know you're a follower of Jesus, they're going to be watching and listening to you.
不过我们要记得是说，当别人知道我们是基督徒的时候，他就会开始看我们的一举一动。
Next slide, please. It's interesting that in...At least, in, I'm not sure what it is in Chinese. It may be different. But in English, we differentiate between doing and being.
在英文里面呢，做一件事情跟我们本身成为一件事情是不一样的。
Doing is something that you can compartmentalize.
去做一件事情是我们可以把它分隔出来。
Our church, that I went to when I was in seminary used to have one night a week.Where the congregation went out witnessing.
我们我以前在神学院的那个教会呢，他们以前是每一个礼拜有一天是整个教会会出去来做见证。
I think it's a good idea, actually.
我觉得是一个很好的很好的想法，很好的做法。
But that was something that you could turn on and turn off.
不过那是一个你可以去做或不做，你可以你可以把它关掉隔离我们生命的。
Many people thought that if they went witnessing on Tuesday, the rest of the week they could do what they wanted.
所以有些人觉得呢，我要是礼拜二去做个见证，那接下来这个礼拜我可以过我自己要过的生活。
Doing, on the other hand, is something that's part of the fabric of your being.
我们本身当见证呢，这方面呢，是我们在我们整个人身上呢，是我们一部分。
It's not something that you turn off or turn on because it's what you are in essence.
这不是我们可以说我现在要现在不要的，而是它就是本身就是我们自己。
It's especially interesting here because Jesus says, "Not you shall do witnessing."
所以因为很好玩的是，耶稣所讲的是说，你现在应该去做见证，当见你应该做见证。
He says, "You shall be my witnesses."
他要讲的是说，你应该当我的见证。
What's interesting in the way this particular verse is constructed is that usually the Greek language does not use helping verbs.
这很好玩的是说呢，在原本的希腊文，他们一般他是不会有一个有一个词去帮助这个动词的。
You would normally expect this just to say, "You shall witness."
他一般本来原文可能就讲说你见证。
But the fact that Jesus specifically includes this being verb in here means that this is a 24-hour, seven-day-a-week proposition.
可是他在这个经文里面，他是讲说你要当见证，那这就是说这是24小时的一件的事情。
Which means the whole concept of witness is.Bound up in the idea of relationship.
所以呢，你就可以看到说，这个当见证这本身呢，是我们跟神的这个关系为主的。
That relationship with Jesus is something which should be ongoing and growing at all times.
我们跟神的关系是应该一直持续在继续做下去的，一直持续有的。
And if it is, it's going to just naturally begin to show.
而如果我们真的是有这样子的关系，那我们的生命就会有显示出来。
So in essence, I see witnesses as having three different manifestations.
所以我当我在想见证的时候，我想到有三种不同显示出来的方法。
Can we get the next slide, please? Yeah. The first is that of lifestyle.
第一个是在想的是我们生活的方式。
Because as you live your life in the world, people should see you and they should say, there's something different about that person.
所以当我们真的跟随主耶稣的时候呢，有人会讲说，这个人有一点不一样。
We have a couple of American Christian proverbs.
我们有几个美国基督徒所喜欢讲的成语。
One says, "You are the only book, the only Bible." I put book on there. It's you're the only Bible that some people will ever read.
里面有讲说，你可能是有些人唯一读过的圣经。
And that's true. And so we need to live our lives in such a way that people see the reality of the Bible and Jesus in us.
这是真的，因为所以我们需要活出来，真的，耶稣基督怎么样是又真又活的。
The negative side of that is the proverb that says your actions are so loud I can't hear what you're saying.
这反面的，他是在讲说你的行为实在太大声了，我听不见你在讲的东西。
Because if you're living a life that's apart from what the scriptures say, even if you say everything right, people are going to say,Hypocrite.
如果当我们讲的一切都是对的，可是我们所做的行为完跟圣经完全不一样，那这样的话，别人会看了我们说伪君子。
While lifestyle is the unconscious witness that we have before the world, we need to also think in terms of our good works that we consciously perform.
我们所过的生活形态呢，是我们没有很大意识去做的选择。不过，我们也要有意识的去选择我们在生命所做的事。
These good works do not earn us salvation.
这些我们所做的好事不会带给我们不会带给我们拯救。
Ephesians 2:8-9 makes it clear that we're only saved by grace through faith. It's not of works.
我们在以弗所书二章八节里面很清楚地讲说，你们得救本乎恩，也因着信，并不是出于自己。
But as Christians, there should be a natural fruit that comes forth from our lives of good works.
不过，我们既然为基督徒的话，我们应该在生命中就会有很自然而然流露出来的做好事。
And as the church throughout the centuries has seen needs in the community and of individuals, they have reached out in order to meet those needs.
在几百年来，这教会里面看到教会看到在这个社会里面有所需，而延伸出来很多帮助这社会的事情。
And through those works, people have been drawn to Jesus.
然后因为所做的这些好事，有很多人来信了主。
Christians were responsible for a lot of the anti-slavery movement.
当时在反奴役制度的时候，很多基督徒是其中里面的一员。
Christians founded the first hospitals.
基督徒当时是建造很多的医院的。
And ironically, Christians started the first life insurance groups.In order that they might help bury people that didn't have money.
而基督徒也是开始有保险这个观念的，因为他们这样能够帮安葬一些没有钱的人。
But lifestyle and works by themselves aren't enough.
不过呢，光是只有我们的生活形态跟我们所做的好事呢，其实这是不够的。
Virtually every religion encourages moral living.
几乎每一个宗教呢都说我们要做有道德的事情。
We need our words to distinguish the true from the false.
我们必须要以神的话来区别什么是对的，什么是错的。
And it's only natural that we should speak words of salvation to people.
而很自然的，我们应该要把关于神的救恩跟人来宣讲。
Paul says in 2 Corinthians 4:13, I believed, therefore I spoke.
在保罗在哥林多后书4:13讲说，我因信，所以我说这话。
So it's important that we also be able to verbalize the reality of Christ in us.
所以我们也必须要知道怎么样来用话语来宣讲我们怎么样是信主的。
But the opposite side of that coin of talking is also listening.
不过呢，这反面来我们很重要的也是我们要听。
It's been said that God gave us two ears and one mouth, and we should use them in that proportion.
有人讲说，神给我们两个耳朵，一个嘴巴。那我们在生活中的时候，也应该要以这个比例来做事。
And so, one of the most important ways in witnessing to people involves finding out who they are and what they believe.
当我们帮人来做见证的时候呢，我们很重要的是要来认识这个人，然后知道为什么他到底是怎么样子的。
Getting to know someone enables you then to be able to share something about your relationship with Jesus that's relevant to them.
当我们认识这个人的时候呢，我们就能够分享一些我们生命是跟他们是有关联的。
But it also means listening to God as well.
不过这也是在提醒我们要听神所说的。
As we ask God to show us what it is He wants us to be sharing with people, He will do it.
而当我们愿意听神说我们怎么样来跟人来宣讲神的话语的时候，他会跟我们说的。
Next slide, please. The last part of what it means to be a witness is the fact that it means you are the witness.
最后一个是说，到底什么是证人呢？很重要，就是说你就是证人。
Individually，
我们每一个人。
But not just individually, but corporately as well.
不但是每一个人，而是我们整个团体也是。
Actually, the word that Jesus uses in this command is a corporate, is a plural you.
这其实在这经文里面，他讲的这个你呢，其实是一个你们。
Yes, that. In the South, Americans sometimes say y'all, and that's what he's saying here.
他讲说你们啊。
Anyway, in John 13:35, Jesus said this, by this all men shall know that you are my disciples.
他在约翰福音13:35节里面有讲说，众人因此就认出你是你们是我的门徒了。
If you love one another,
如果你们有彼此相爱的心
which means that as a group, as we share the love of Jesus with each other, outsiders who see it will be attracted to it and drawn to faith in Jesus as well.
当我们愿意在耶稣里面爱对方的时候，别人就会看到而进而被吸引到我们的教会来。
I still remember when I became a Christian, one of the factors that was involved in that was the fellowship group of believers that had invited me to join them.
当我成为基督徒的时候，很重要的是，有一个团契呢，他们里面的基督徒邀请我去跟他们在一起。
They were people that accepted me unconditionally.
他们无条件的爱着我。
They were people that shared things with me that people that were my supposed friends never did.
他们跟我分享一些东西事情是我也应该是称为朋友的人从来是没有这样分享的。
And so when we think about what a witness is, it's not just me as an individual, it's us as we live our lives together with non-Christians in our midst.
所以当我们在讲证人的时候并不是只有我们自己而是我们团体我们怎么样在非基督徒的中间的时候活出我们的生命。
Well, that brings us to the second. We've talked about what. Now, how do we go about it?
所以这讲到第二点，我们刚刚讲到什么是证人，我们现在讲怎么样做证人。
This one's really easy.
这个很简单。
We oftentimes think I have to do this.
很多时候我们在想说，我需要做这件事。
I've been commanded to be a witness.
我被神呼召为证人。
And yet Jesus does not give the command to witness.Before he gives us the resource to accomplish it.
不过耶稣他叫我们做证人之前呢，他是有他不是没有给我们这个能力去做证人的。
He says, "You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you."
他里面讲说呢，当圣灵来到他讲说呢，当圣灵降临在你们身上的时候，你们就必得能力。
In every commission that I find in the New Testament, God always promises a resource to be able to accomplish that job.
在新约里面，所有的神叫我们做的事情呢，神他都是有 有给我们他不会没有提供我们所做这件事情的能力的。
And when we become Christians, the Holy Spirit comes to take up residence in our lives.
所以当我们成为基督徒的时候呢，圣灵就在我们身体里面成为一部分。
But I think most Christians don't realize that the Holy Spirit is there.
可是我觉得大多数的基督徒其实都没有意识到圣灵已经在我们里面。
Because if we really experienced his presence, then we would begin to let go of our fear of telling people about Jesus.
可是因为如果我们已经知道圣灵，我们已经有圣灵的体验的话呢，我们就不会害怕来对人宣讲福音了。
God's concerns would become our concerns.
神的神所在意的，我们也会在意。
We would begin to grow in our relationship and Christ-likeness in a way that would just astound people.
我们会越来越像耶稣基督像的程度呢，就会让人有所惊讶。
But we have to ask.
可是我们必须要请求神。
The Spirit's there, but Jesus says that we need to ask, and God will give even more.
可是耶稣基督讲说我们必须要求那神就会 给更多。
The primary reason for the coming of the Holy Spirit is to make us effective witnesses for his kingdom.
很大一部分圣灵来到这世上的时候就是要让我们能够成为更好的证人。
So the first thing in the morning when you get up, you should say, Lord, more of your spirit, please.
所以每天早上我们起来的时候应该说神啊给我更多的圣灵。
I think it'll revolutionize your lives.
我觉得这样的话，你的生命一定会有改变。
And your ministries.
而且也会对你的你的服事有很大的改变。
So how do we witness?
所以我们到底是要怎么样来做见证呢
？You know, it's natural that we're afraid sometimes of really putting ourselves out in front of people.
这很自然的，当我们在人的面前要做见证的时候，我们会害怕。
Who do you think the biggest chicken in the Bible was?
你们觉得在圣经里面最胆小的是谁？
Ironically, I think it's the Apostle Paul.
我觉得其实最胆小的是保罗。
Now I would never, from reading on the surface, think that Paul was afraid of anything, right?
我在表面上面的时候看，我绝对不会觉得保罗是会很胆小的。
He wrote most of the New Testament.
他写了大多数的新约。
He started dozens of churches.
他让人能够更。
I think that's the Lord's way of saying I'm done with my sermon. Why don't we have a word of prayer to close? Father, thank you so much for your great love for us in Jesus. And thank you for drawing us into a relationship with him. And we pray, Father, that that relationship would grow and become more real, that your Holy Spirit would come and fill us and enable us to be the witnesses you call us to be. We thank you, Father, so much that we have both the privilege and the responsibility, and we commit ourselves to that now. We pray that even as jurors are sworn in as witnesses in the courtroom, that even now as we close this sermon in prayer, that you would swear us in as your witnesses, and that we would be good ones, and that you'd be glorified in Jesus' name. Be with Evelyn and help her to get over this faint spell she's had. We pray that there's nothing serious wrong with her. And we thank you, Father, that we can trust that to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
非常感